Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
We got the talk in school and from our parents about safe sex when we were teenagers. But now maybe you've lost a parent or there's divorce and they're dating again. Are we giving our parents advice now on STDs? And there's a new spike for the post-50 crowd. My guest is Dr. Lisa Oldson. She's an internal medicine physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. So Dr. Oldson, tell us about the post-50 crowd. Are we seeing more STDs and STIs in this group?
Absolutely, Melanie. Well, great to be here with you. The good news is for this 50-plus crowd that sexuality isn't stopping. We know from the National Council on Aging and a survey conducted by AARP and other research that seniors are staying sexually active. And with the advent of Viagra and other drugs to address erectile dysfunction, seniors who previously wanted to be sexually active but couldn't are now able to do so. So now we're faced with these challenges. There are a lot of seniors who are engaging in new sexual relationships, starting new relationships through online dating, services like Match.com, and yet only 12% of seniors report regularly using condoms when they have a new partner. So the bad news there is STDs are alive and well in the senior population.
Well, and some people, you know, my dad is dating. He's 80, almost 9 years old. And
wow.
We think to ourselves, really, do we have to have this discussion with them? Because for some reason, they think they're immune to these things.
I know. It's something we're all vulnerable to, right? We were all teenagers once and thought it would never happen to us. And, then for many of us, we settle down a bit, and then you just don't expect to find yourself out there single, dating, and having new sexual relationships as a senior. But we do have to talk to our parents, for those of us who are sort of the sandwich generation with children and parents who might be out there dating or having sex. It's so important, this counseling about using condoms, not being afraid to talk about condoms. You know, I think a lot of seniors, a lot of people in general think it's insulting to a partner to imply that we think they might have an STD. But I don't look at it that way at all. I think it's really a way to say, hey, I know this is a concern for everyone. We know people can have STDs without having any symptoms. We know that STDs are rampant, and particularly among seniors. Why don't we protect ourselves together? Let's talk about condom use. Let's talk about getting tested as a couple. At sexualhealth.com, we see a lot of people who do come to us for online testing as couples, and I think that's fantastic. So whether people do it at their doctor's office or a clinic or through an online service like ours, talking about STD testing, talking about condom use, getting tested, knowing your status, it's so important.
Do you think that this group is resistant? You know, that they're going to be, I don't need to go get tested for anything. That's for the younger generation. Or condoms, really, I'm not going to get her pregnant.
Well, I think this generation just might be surprised to know some of the data out there. For example, the CDC has told us that new HIV cases among those 50 and older has doubled in the past decade. And the CDC recently came out with new guidelines saying that those who were born from 1945 to 1965 need to get tested for hepatitis C. I think a lot of baby boomers don't realize that they really are at risk for hepatitis C, even if they've been in a long-term monogamous relationship. They should all get tested once. And in terms of herpes, almost 50 million Americans have genital herpes, but we think probably only 10 to 20% of those people are aware of it. So that means there are millions of people out there, tens of millions of people out there who have genital herpes without knowing it. So if I'm a 70-year-old widow and I'm out there dating, I meet someone nice on Match.com, you know, I might not realize this person could have had herpes for 40 years and didn't know it. he would tell me if he knew. He's honest. He's, you know, thoughtful and kind and would disclose this, but maybe he never knew he had it. And without testing, I think seniors are likely to be taken by surprise if they're diagnosed with an STD. You know, if they don't get baseline testing or couples testing, it can seem to come out of the blue.
Now, tell us your website again, Dr. Olson.
Sure. So our website is www.sexualhealth.com. And while we do online STD testing, we also try to provide a lot of information about STDs. We use that same site, www.sexualhealth.com, on our YouTube channel. So if someone goes to YouTube and types that in, they can see informational videos that we've created around HIV, hepatitis C, herpes, and other STDs. So we'd really just like to provide a lot of education for seniors and for everyone about how to stay safe, use condoms, and get tested.
Now, and explain to people a little bit about the testing process, because people are afraid of getting tested for anything. Of course, we're always afraid of the results.
Sure.
But what's involved
in
testing for things like chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, HIV, you know, any of these things you've mentioned?
Well, the great news is it sure has gotten a lot easier. You know, it used to be if someone wanted screening for gonorrhea or chlamydia, a woman would be required to go to her physician and get a pelvic exam. A man would need to have a Q-tip inserted up into the urethra, which was not a fun process. But nowadays, it's much easier than that. So through a service like ours, what people do is they can go through a brief medical intake. A physician authorizes tests based on what their risk factors are. So, for example, if you're born between 1945 and 1965, we're going to encourage HIV testing, hepatitis C testing, following the national guidelines. Then they can take their order and go to a local national lab, a LabCorp or Quest Diagnostic Lab. There are about 4,000 of those located across the country. And then usually within about 3 days, the results will be back and be available. And then if you're positive for anything, meaning let's say you find out you do have hepatitis C or you do have herpes, one of our physicians would get on the phone with you, explain your results, make sure you understand the meaning of it, and then connect you with someone local in your community who can then sort of take you from there, an infectious disease specialist or a liver specialist or a primary care doctor.
And Dr. Olson, are these expensive tests? Does insurance cover them?
It's a great question. So insurance usually does cover them. We take Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's always variable, though. Everyone's plans are different. Our tests are, I think, one benefit of doing this sort of testing online is not only is it faster, very private, no one knows why you're there, what you're testing for, but it is a lot less expensive. For a broad, comprehensive package of STD tests, it would cost about, I think it's about $219. So,
which is very reasonable when you think of the red tape involved in going through your doctor's office and the hospital and all of that, and it seems to be so much more expensive. Give us, in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Olson, your best advice for the over 50 crowd in protecting themselves from STDs.
Okay. My best advice is stay sexually active. It's great for your health in general, but use condoms. Talk to your new partner about safer sex. And not only does that mean using condoms, but that means getting tested, both of you, and being in a mutually monogamous relationship.
Well, and that's really great advice. She's Dr. Lisa Olson, medical director at sexualhealth.com. And so you can check for it. And, you know, listeners, if it's your parents, we got to just talk to them.
We got to talk.
We got to talk. It's the same information they gave us. And now turn it around on them and tell them to practice safe sex, use condoms, and make sure to get tested. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. There's more coming up.